You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Greetings to everyone who is listening to this podcast. Today's passage is taken from Micah chapter 5, verses 1 to 4. Now, muster your troops, O daughter of troops. Siege is laid against us. With a rod they strike the judge of Israel on the cheek. But you, O Bethlehem Ephratah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth. This is a prophecy of the upcoming Messiah, Jesus Christ. He's coming from a specific little town named Bethlehem, and he is the one who is to rule the people of God, a ruler announced and expectant from ancient days. The expected Messiah has a very particular characteristic. He's going to shepherd his flock, or he's going to rule his people in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord. As you know, good government, good ruling, almost often grants order, peace, and security for those under that king, or governor, or president, or whatever. I am a Latin American, and coming out of a Latin American country, I understand very well what means not to have a good ruler over the country. Chaos is everywhere. There is a lot of dissatisfaction. There is a lot of hopelessness. And we Christians play a good role there because we know in a personal way that expected Messiah. And everyone, well, not everyone, but a lot of people feel dismayed when there is no good government. And that's why we are always in the need to pray for our rulers and leaders. At the same time, we are in a good position to present the real ruler to those who don't know him. That anointed king has already come, and we know him. It's our Lord Jesus Christ. We have already given him our lives. We have accepted him as our Lord and King. And probably today is a proper time to renew our acceptance of him as our Lord, our acceptance of Jesus Christ as Lord and King of our lives. It is also a proper time to ask him the grace to renew and nourish the desire of him ruling over us forevermore. We know that his kingdom has already come, but we want the kingdom fully, and that's why we are expecting his second come. He wants to shepherd you and your family and your friends and your brothers and sisters in his strength and majesty. And he wants to bring peace, joy, hope, and security to you and to your family and your friends, but he will accomplish that if you allow him to be your only and true Lord, your only and true ruler. May this season of Advent allow us to embrace the grace we need to set our sight on the things from above, to set our eyes on Jesus, the one who perfects our faith. Have a blessed Advent.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.